In Dallas, an FBI investigation is underway into the wrongful arrests of Mexican immigrants for selling cocaine. As part of the agency's investigation, Dallas police have been told to stop destroying drugs and other evidence seized in dozens of questionable arrests. Commentator Ruben Navarreta says the case demonstrates the vulnerability of immigrants, both legal and illegal.
Can you tell the difference between cocaine and ground-up plasterboard? If so, you may have a job here in Dallas, where law enforcement authorities have now dismissed, or are working to dismiss, as many as 74 pending drug cases. They involve 4 dozen defendants and go back 5 years. The reason? The only evidence the cases contained was evidence of incompetence. In all, police confiscated 600 pounds of a powdery substance believed to be cocaine. It turned out to be gypsum, an ingredient in plasterboard. Now, I would think this is precisely the kind of thing you'd want to know before tossing folks in jail and pursuing convictions. But until recently, the Dallas Police Department limited its analysis to unreliable field tests, and the district attorney's office was too busy racking up drug convictions to double-check. Now 2 narcotics officers have been suspended, and the FBI is investigating it as a possible case of police corruption. Here's what we do know. A horrendous injustice has been committed. Most of the victims were undocumented Mexican immigrants, thousands of whom live in the shadows of this city and others across America. Unable to speak English, unfamiliar with our criminal justice system, and unwilling to go to police for help, illegal immigrants have become the preferred prey for scoundrels. In Dallas, one day laborer says he was picked up on a street corner while waiting for work. He says he was told to drive a van to a house to do repairs, and the next thing he knew, police were descending on the van, and bags of white powder were being hauled out the back. I bet the FBI would like to find those folks and hear those stories for themselves. Good luck. In many cases, as part of plea bargains, the immigrants were deported. They should have been. They were here illegally. But don't miss the irony. These people came to the U.S. from a country, Mexico, where there are now demands for a truth commission. There are charges that police have done evil there for decades, under the assumption that the law doesn't apply to those who enforce it. When these immigrants arrived in Dallas, they must have assumed those days were over, that they had finally arrived in a place where the innocent need have no fear. They were mistaken.
The comments of Ruben Navarreta, Jr., an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.